Hi, this is Dan. It's not even December yet, but my mom wanted to talk about Christmas.
Well, that's because the preparations have to start early to have a good Christmas. All that Christmas shopping, you know, and lots of cookies. Well, very little.
Did you make any cookies?
I've been thinking about it, and that's half of the planning.
That's right.
Let's see. One of my best Christmas things was when I was, my mom always put up our Christmas tree. My dad never helped with the Christmas tree. And it was usually one that just stood like on a table or something like that. And at that time there wasn't, I guess there weren't, or we didn't, couldn't afford or didn't have these Christmas tree stands. She would put it in a bucket and put coal in it, you know, to hold this, hold it upright. And evidently that wasn't always enough to keep it upright. Because one year we got my sister, I have a younger sister, and Judy and I got these blow-up little dolls. And we decided it was neat to throw them back and forth at each other. And instead we hit the tree. And my dad starts hollering because he can hear the sound of the balls falling as the tree is going over. And my mom is hollering and she's trying to come in the room through the door, which my dad is also trying to come in at this point. And Judy and I are standing there, because now they're both coming after us and the tree is about to fall. So that was one of my earlier Christmas memories. We would always sneak down at Christmas Eve. You know, you'd have to go to bed. And then there was always a gate across upstairs because I used to walk in my sleep.
On purpose?
No, not on purpose, but I did. I would walk in my sleep. So Mom had a gate that she put up so that I wouldn't fall down the steps. So the problem was when you open the gate, it would creak. So you couldn't open the gate because my mom would hear us. So you would usually, you know, like just try to climb over the gate and then get down on that first step and get downstairs and see what was your presence and all. But, you know, you had to use a little flashlight. You couldn't turn the lights on and things like that. Well, one year we were getting all kinds of remodeling done. And we climbed over the stairs, snuck down, you know, to the bottom step and went to make the turn to go into the room where we knew the presents would be. And instead, since we were having the remodeling done, my mother and my dad were sleeping in the other room. And she had heard, evidently, the squeak of the stairs. And she came out and did one of those boo numbers on us. We went running back upstairs so quick. We never did see what we were getting that day until it was Christmas morning. She scared us so bad. But we always snuck down to see what there was. You got things like bubble bath. And for us, one of the big differences that I think between Dad and I was my gifts were never wrapped. You know, we snuck down because we could see everything. They were never wrapped or anything. You know, there'd be boxes of bubble bath, and it was Mr. Bubble. And one time my brother told me there was a little Lulu doll, and it turned out to be a canister like a bubble bath, but little Lulu was on the front. Little Lulu was a cartoon character.
Yeah.
And I know one year we got like a little table with two chairs and, you know, little things like that. It wasn't like we get... I feel like sometimes we get so much stuff now for years, but it was very limited. But it was very limited. Maybe you'd get a hat, you know, things like that. You'd go shopping with Mom and you'd try the hat on and everything when she wasn't around, and then you'd lay it right on top of the pile, and then you'd have to go and tell Mom that, okay, now the hat I like is laying right on the top. It has the red tassel and the red bell on the bottom, and that's the one I want, you know, and you had to put it at a certain place in the store so she knew which one was the one. You know, even if you carried it over to cosmetics and laid it there. Now, the hat in the cosmetics, that's the one I want. So at least she knew exactly which one. But yeah, our gifts were never wrapped. And then after Christmas morning, after we all came down and had a little bit to eat and everything, then we'd go up to my grandmother, to the same place we had Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we'd go up there and we'd have our Christmas up there and our Christmas dinner up there. But we couldn't open gifts until Daddy had finished in the poultry house. So that was my Christmas as a little girl.
All right, well, we got dessert waiting, so it's time to go.
I took all the Christmas time.
Keep going.